Okay, let's do share screen. Okay, so we were up to Birkat Hashanim. So I had basically three main questions that I wanted to answer on this bracha. Hopefully we'll at least get through, let's say, we'll see. We'll see what we get through. These are the three main questions I have in the bracha that bothered me, okay? So one is this question of, right, we call this the bracha of Parnassa, right? People, that's how people identify it with. This is where they ask for Parnassa, and there's little additions for Parnassa and the like. Except that it's clear that it's about, right, that the heavy emphasis here is rain, right? Up to the point where obviously that's where we focus on Revitain Bracha, Vitain Talumatul Bracha, where we talk about the rain that we have and dew and precipitation. So what is the connection between these two themes? How integrated are they? A second question is why the emphasis on bracha, right? Of all things, right? Every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is bracha, right? Everything is bracha. And yet this is the bracha that we call bracha, right? Right, which is a bit, right? And we use it over and over. It's not just the beginning, right? Baruch Aleinu Hashanah, et cetera. Right? And Mevarech Hashanim, right? Like, why is this the bracha squared bracha? And the third question is, what is this weird emphasis on years to the point where Chazal even refer to it as Birkat Hashanim? That's actually what Chazal call it. What does that mean? Right? It's not like we say that, let's have a healthy year, right? We say that like Rosh Hashanah time. We don't say that in Rifa'inu, right? Let us, God heal us and let us have a healthy year. Right, but here, when it comes to Parnassa and precipitation, we say Shanim. Now, the precipitation sort of makes sense, and we'll come back to that. But what exactly does that tell us about the bracha? Those are sort of the three bracha that jump out at me. Let's try to answer it. So the first thing I just want to note is that the centrality of rain to this bracha, which, as I mentioned, is the bracha we ask Parnassa, is as striking as it is amongst Ashkenazim. It is much more striking amongst Sfardim and Eidut HaMizrach. So, right, we have our bracha, which I put in source two, which is Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashanah Hazot Et Kol Minei Tevuotah L'Tovah. Right, bless this year and all of its produce, and then in the winter we say v'tein talamot l'vracha. In the summer we say v'tein bracha al pnei adamah. So clearly there's rain. V'sabeinu mituvah, we should be satiated. Uvarech shenateinu kashanim atovot bracha tashem mevarech hashanim. But if you look at the Eidut HaMizrach, rain is so integral to this bracha that they actually have two different brachot, which I didn't know until I started looking at this. Maybe I should have. But if you look in number three, so in the summer, the Eidut HaMizrach version of this bracha is Barchinu Hashem Elokeinu b'chol maaseh yadeinu, God bless us in all that we produce. Uvarech shenateinu b'talalei ratzon bracha nedava, and bless us with dew of, right, dew of blessing. Utihi achrita chayim v'sava v'shalom. And let its end be one of life and satiation and peace, like the good years of peace. Because you are the great God who does good and bless the years. In the winter, this is their bracha. Baruch Aleinu Shenateinu. That's all the same as us. V'ravei pnei tevel. Right, make the world drink up, v'sabei et olam kulo mituvach, and satiate the world of your goodness. Fill our hands with your bracha and with the wealth of the gifts of your hand. Shamra vatzila shanazu mikol davara mikol minei mashchit mikol marenei farnayot va'asala tukvasitela tukvato vavachrit shalom chos rachem aleva kol tukvato v'irotea uvaracha b'gishmei ratzon bracha nedavot hi achrita chayim v'sava v'shalom kashanim v'dorot bracha ki el tov v'meitiv atal mivarech hashanim. Like, it's a totally different spiel, completely, which is meant to integrate this uvracha v'gishmei ratzon. Okay, so here's what I would contend. It's clear that in the mind of Chazal, rain and parnasa are integrally connected. But how much they're connected is, and what that tells us about the bracha is, I think, the million-dollar question, right? Meaning, it's clear that they're connected in some ways. So if you look, for example, in number four, we know this halachically, right? Mazkirin gvurok shamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim. We say mashiv ha-ruach in the second bracha, in tchiyat ha-meitim, u'she'ela b'birchad ha-shanim, and v'tein bracha, v'tein dalem water l'bracha in barech aleinu. And if you skip to the Gemara says, mazkirin gvurok shamim ma'itayma, omer av Yosef, mitoch sheshkula tchiyat ha-meitim, l'fir ha-kavua b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Mashiv haruach is in tchiyat ha-meitim because it's equivalent to tchiyat ha-meitim. U'she'ela, and asking for rain, b'berkat ha-shanim ma'itayma, omer av Yosef, mitoch shehi parnasa, l'fichach kiva'uha b'birchad parnasa. Because rain is parnasa, is livelihood, and therefore it goes in the bracha of livelihood. Right? So it's clear that Chazal are telling you that, even halachically speaking, these two themes are connected. That's why they get put together.
That's kind of begging the question, if, according to Rav Yosef, this is Birchas Parnasa, why is it called Birchas Hashanim?
Good, right? So like I said, right, if you see how I've organized the sheet, right, the first thing I said is they're related, and then my next subsection is, but how much, right? Meaning, first let's just establish Chazal clearly think they're related, and you're right, it's begging the question. We need to ask the question, okay, but what does that mean exactly, and in what way? So that's one Gemara that proves this, and now we have two more, right? Both from Tanit Daf Bet. So this is the beginning of Tanit. Ne'ematai mazgirin gvorok shamim. Rabbi Eliezer omer, miyom tov arishon shel chag. Rabbi Shmuel omer, miyom tov achron shel chag. So they have a machloket. Is it from the first day of Sukkot, last day of Sukkot, etc.? So skip to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana heicha kai tektanim me'ematai, just like they ask in brachot. How can you ask me'ematai? You haven't yet established that we say this. So he says, it's going on the Gemara in brachot, tektanim maskirin v'rok shamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim, v'sho'alin b'birchan ha-shanim v'havdala b'chonein hadad. Okay. So then the Gemara says, uktanim me'ematai maskirin v'rok shamim. So then you say, when do you say mashav ruach? So the Gemara says, v'litni ha-tam, ma'ishon d'shav geracha. Okay, fine. So the Gemara in the Mishnah and Tana is connected to brachot. So why didn't you say it in brachot? So elatana mirosh hashana salik. So he says, no, there was a certain logic. Because we just learned Masechet Rosh Hashanah. And there we learn of ditnan uvechag nidonin alamayim. And once we're talking about the different Rosh Hashanahs, so the Mishnah tells you that on Sukkot you're judged on rain. Va'aydi ditana bechag nidonin alamayim. Tana meimatai mazgirin vrok shamim. So once we're talking about water, so then we talk about the tefillah for water. Okay.
That type of Gemara train of thought that you went to.
Yeah, very much so. Now, the Gemara, though, continues in number six, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so once we're in this mindset of talking about rain and parnassus, now the Gemara moves to the agadic portion. It says, Shlosha maftechot biado shel hakadosh baruch hu. There are three keys that God kept for himself and never gave to his messengers. Ve'iluhain, what are they? Mafteach shel gshamim, mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel tchiyat ha-meitim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of resurrection of the dead. Mafteach shel gshamim, dechtiv yadach Hashem lecha rotzer ha'atov v'shamayim latet medar tzachah bi'ito. Okay. And it quotes a pasuk. So then if you skip to the last line, the Gemara says, but me'arava, but in Eretz Yisrael, Amri, af mafteach shel parnasa. Dechtib poteach et yadecha, must be lechol chai ratzel. There's a fourth key that God has, which is the key of parnasa. Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloka chashiv laha. So why doesn't the Rabbi Yochanan mention that? Because Amar lecha gishamim hainu parnasa. Rain is parnasa. Right? So here,
self-explanatory.
Right? So you have a pretty, you know, clear statement of Rabbi Yochanan, but you then have what's equally clear is that you have a machloket about this. Right? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan thinks that parnasa and rain are definitionally equivalent, such that you only need to mention one of them. They're basically the same. But that's the Masora of Bavli. But the Masora of the Marava that they quote is that it is that they are separate. Now, how separate are they, right? That just begs the question, right? Meaning, is it that it's a machloket mena katzel akatzel, that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that they're equivalent and the Yerushalmi says, no, they have nothing to do with each other? Or are they saying, no, they're connected, just not as definitionally as you think, or they're worth mentioning separately? But you see,
it's kind of interesting. You'd think that in Israel, rain would be more important. More connected to parnasa.
Yes, 100% you would think that. And that is interesting. Of course, it's Rabbi Yochanan, who's the author of the statement, who lives in Eretz Israel. And it's weird that the Bavli, right, is the one that that takes on Rabbi Yochanan's statement, not the Yerushalmi, right, not Minhag Yisrael, which is very strange.
Can we do that at Gadot at some point?
Which one? The three keys?
Yeah,
maybe. You know, maybe, I mean, I've been doing Menachot ones for a while, but we'll see. Maybe for the last few weeks, we'll just do random ones. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so it's clear that they're connected, right? But I think there are really two ways to take this, right? One is to say they are, so connected that what that teaches you is that the bracha is really about rain, and that's it. The other possibility is to say no, right? It's about parnasa, and rain is an important part of that, but it's not the whole picture, right? Meaning, again, they're clearly connected, but to what extent is it? There's one theme, right? Now, it would be hard to say that the theme is rain and not parnasa because we don't always ask for rain. So I think that if you had to pick one, I would pick parnasa, though I guess you could say that it's rain, but, you know, the theme is really rain. But it seems like that the overarching theme is definitely parnasa, but do you say that parnasa and rain are basically equivalent? And therefore the bracha is about rain and parnasa. That's one theme, right? Or do you say that it's about parnasa, and since rain is obviously an important part of parnasa in an agricultural world, so this is its place, but the theme of the bracha is really parnasa.
They almost seem to say,
very good.
You've got the blessing for general parnasa, and then when it's the time for rain, you have the blessing for rain.
Or to put it even more strikingly, right, that the Ashkenazi minhag seems to think that this is more about parnasa, and like you mentioned, rain when it comes time for the there's two ways of looking at the Eidut HaMizrach. Either when it's rain time, you ask for rain, and when not, then you revert to parnasa. Though if you look at their girsa, it doesn't seem that way, because both of the girsaot, right, the summer one and the winter one, both have to do with precipitation of sorts. One has to do with dew and one has to do with rain. So it could be that it's more than that, that the machlokes Bavel, the machlokes Ashkenaz and Eidut HaMizrach is this point, that Ashkenaz thinks that it's parnasa and rain is a part of that. And Eidut HaMizrach thinks that no, rain is the theme, right? Meaning agricultural Parnassa is the real theme. And, you know, the fact that we talk about other Parnassa is because, like, once we're talking about it, so we talk about Parnassa, but rain is actually the definition of the bracha. Now, I'll be honest that when I first started preparing this, you know, I didn't yet know that Rav Bakshi Doron would pass away and that it would be nice to learn his Torah. But I guess it worked out in that sense, because I framed much of this year around a tshuva in the Binyan Av. If you remember, I talked about Rav Bakshi Doron a little bit at the first, that Parsha show we did outside last week. So I'd found this on Be'urei HaTfila, and I'd put his tshuva, and he has a long tshuva on this question from a halachic perspective, but where he really gets to the themes, and I've just basically built up his sources here. So here's his question, he presents it, and he says, done. Im she'elat tein talu matar bebrikat ha'shanem heve kitosefet al ha'bracha, o she'ikara bracha unish u... Nishama ba mishnah mevea shetavu chachamim. Is it that the request for rain is just an additional part of the bracha, or is it the bracha? Nafkamina, what's the difference? I just typed that up, so it's a bit of a typo. There we go. Lemi sheshachach talu matar b'mincha be'erev Shabbat she'eno mitpalel nedava mitpalel arvid shtayim. So what's the nafkamina? If you forgot to say v'tein talu matar levracha on mincha on Friday going into Shabbos, do you daven two marivs?
I'm assuming this is related to Oslo's question and Brachos over whether you would daven.
You mean the next source? Shabbos? You mean the next source?
Oh.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Baruch Shekivanta, 100%. So he says, okay, possibility one, maybe this is the Machlokas Ashkenaz and Edur Mizrach, that according to the Ashkenazi one, look, you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you just forgot to daven rain, don't daven again. According to the Sephardi one, if you don't mention rain, then you miss the bracha entirely, so you have to repeat. That's the first possibility. Then he notes that we have to go to Tosos, 100%. The Tosos in Brachot says, Kaza Rabbein Yehuda, im ta'av lo hizke rosh chodesh b'mincha, lo yitpalel od belayla delama yitpalel od arei kfar yitpalel kol tvilat hamincha mivad yom levad rosh chodesh lo hiskir im kein ein marviach klum im yachzor yitpalel b'motzei rosh chodesh arei lo yaskir od tvilat rosh chodesh v'yudched kfar yitpalel. Right, so you have the position of Rebbe Yehuda, who says that in Tosfot that if you forget Yalevi Yavo on Rosh Chodesh Mincha, so then you just can't daven Mariv because you davened Shmoneh Esrei already, and now it's not Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Yehuda conceptualizes it as Yalevi Yavo is just an addition. So you davened Shmoneh Esrei, you missed Rosh Chodesh, there's nothing you can do after Rosh Chodesh. V'lo dami lahada amar hacha ta'avelo itpalel mincha b'shabbat v'vel arvit b'chol shtayim. Right, he said this is not like forgetting Mincha on Shabbos that you can daven Mariv twice on Motzai Shabbos, Mishum Shaloit Balal Klal, Im Ken Yarviach Tfilat Yudchet, because there you didn't daven at all, so you get Shmon Esrei. Kishbarelev, Mashakatav, Aval Pishalo Yazkir Shabbat. The Meiri notes in 9, Vyesh Cholkim, Lomar, Shakal Shetarech Lazar, Rekumishaloit Balal, Metbala Arvich, Time, Vainiv, Ram Nirin. The Meiri notes, there are some who disagree with this and say no. Every time you have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei if you forgot something, that shows that it's as if you didn't daven, and therefore you should daven twice. So with that background, the Hartzvi, who's Ritzi Pesach Frank, asks the same question as Rabbi Bakshi Doron, and he says, Ta'a b'gvura ha'agshamim ba'amida v'yala v'yavo b'chazara, yichozer v'dba... Sorry, he asks a similar question, which is the following. If you davened Shmon Esrei, during, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Tevet. So the first Shmoneh Esrei, you said Yalav Yavo, but you forgot to say V'tein Talu Matar Levracha. The second Shmoneh Esrei, you say V'tein Talu Matar Levracha, but you don't say Yalav Yavo. So now, you have two Shmoneh Esreis. Each one of them, you forgot something that by itself would make you go back. But by the end, you have a Shmona Esrei with the Alav Yavo, and you have a Shmona Esrei with Mitein Dalamat de la Bracha. Do I actually need to go back and have a third Shmona Esrei with both of them? Okay?
This sounds like something I would do.
Oh, it's a great Shaila. It's a wonderful, wonderful Shaila. So he says, he quotes to the tour. So the tour notes that if you forget Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so then you daven Mariv twice, Shita 1. Shita 2, you don't. Compromise position is daven a second Shmona Esrei, but have in mind that it is a Tfilat Nedava. Okay? That it's a voluntary tefillah. Great. So he says, so the Hartzi says, Yisod machloket zo, he bit palel v'shachach lomar yal v'yal v'rosh chodesh, he bit shalot palel klal, v'gam yidei chovat tefillah lo yatza, o shi yidei chovat tefillah yatza, ele shachaser lo askar v'menam arab bilvad. Right? This is the question that we've seen. Right? Is this just an addition? Or is it the definition of Shmona Esrei? Okay, we've said that a few times. So look after the ellipses. Valpiza he shafti b'mishet palel b'rosh chodesh kislev izker yalav yavu v'shachach lomar v'tein talum watar u'kishachazar v'tbala shenit izker talum watar v'shachach lomar yalav yavu v'amarti shezet tali b'shteti d'reilu. He said it's dependent on the yishito. Okay, I mean, we can talk it out. Shaldei rishona shidei chovat tefillah yatza l'shachazar l'eskar minam ora. So he says, I think this depends on the exact machlokas that we've seen above, and therefore he says lahalacha. I think you should follow the tourist compromise. Davin a third Shmona Esrei as a volunteer tefillah, as a tefillat nedava. That's the Hartzvi. Reb Chaim, right? The Hartzvi quotes Reb Chaim, and he says, "V'shamati b'shem agon Reb Chaim Alevi zatzal." They heard Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in his name. Al mishit balel b'mincha erev Shabbat v'shachak v'lo hizkir talu matar v'nizkar balel Shabbat. Reb Chaim felt that when it comes to Vitein Dalum Matar, even if you forgot it on Friday, you would daven Mariv twice on Shabbos. Why? He says, the kol shlo yazkir talum matar heve kimeshanem imadbea bracha udivrei akol kiilu lo etpalel klal. Reb Chaim says no. Mentioning rain, according to everybody, is definitional to the tefillah, and therefore yalav yavo may be an addendum, but rain is the definition. And the Hartzvi himself, Reb Tzvi Zech Frank himself, argues and says ulam nire li. He says, nah, if Yal V'Yavo isn't definitional in that way, then neither is Tein Talum Matar. What's his proof? Yal V'Yavo is only one place in Shmona Esrei. But if Tein Talum Matar L'Bracha, if you forget it, you can make it up in Shomei Tvila, which is his proof that it is not essential to the bracha, it's an addendum. Right, that's his proof. So Rav Bakshi Daron says, you see, so it's you have the machlokes, Rav Chaim, and the Hartzvi.
I was going to ask, if you say that it's essential, would you then say you can't make it up in Shomei Tefila?
Right, so what you would have to say, and I remember learning this when I was in high school, so either I heard it b'shem the Rav, or it was whoever my high school rabbi said it b'shem atzmo. I don't know
which rabbi.
I'm gonna say that this was either 10th grade with Rabbi Feder or 12th grade with Rabbi Friedman. I think so. I'm thinking of my Friedman, that the machlokes, sorry, that it could be that the way you'd have to defend it is to say that it's really it's definitional to Shmona Esrei rather than to the bracha, right? Meaning winter Shmona Esrei must have a tefillah for rain. I think that is what you have to say, or you say it makes it up. I don't know. So Reb Bakshi Doron says, well, here's one machlokas, right? The Har Tzvi seems to think that it is, an addendum, right? So if you tease it out, that would mean that it's really about parnasa, and rain is an addendum. Reb Chaim thinks that it's definitional. Another thing that he points to is this Beis Yosef here. What do you do, right? And this is with regards to the issue of what happens if you live in a place where your rainy season is different than Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So that itself is a huge, fascinating sugya, which I decided not to go into too much depth, right? It's actually, fascinatingly enough, the first shaila that was ever asked in the New World was this question. I'll get it.
In the Brazilian community, I would guess.
It was, but let me get it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was the first halachic query from the New World in 1637, inquired when Jews should pray for rain in Brazil. Rabbi Chaim Shabtai, they asked Rabbi Chaim Shabtai of Salonika. Okay, that was the, and then in the 19th century, it became particularly acrimonious where? In Australia. Hello? Right, Australia is the same shayla. So, and it's a big, it was a big machlokes in Australia. Anyways, so the Beis Yosef is talking about this general issue. What?
Why in Australia more than in Brazil?
Why people fought about it more? I don't know. I guess in Brazil they asked a shayla from someone in Europe, and in Australia they fought about it? I don't know. Whatever. But it became a big machlokes. I don't know. Kachaze. So the Beis Yosef is talking about that general issue. And he says, V'yachid ha-matzvichim l'matar achar kach sho'ot b'shomei tefillah, afil b'yir achar gdola kin invei. So he said, if you have individuals who need rain, so they put in shomei tefillah. And even a big city like Ninveh, right? The Gemara tells you, Nidala l'mebei, shochol levenei Ninveh, l'rebi kigon ana, d'shvichim mitra, afil b'tkufa tamuz, they asked, are we like a tzibur? We put it in the bracha of a birchat hashanim, or do you put it in shomei tefillah? Shalachlu kiyachidim damitu. You're like yachidim, shomei tefillah. Upasku chen kol aposkim. V'chazav rav ben unisim, v'avagav daminan, shomei tefillah parnasa, omra birchat hashanim. So, the Ran says, I don't understand. Why? The Gemara in Abu Dazar Davchet says that if you have a tefillah for Parnasa, you should say, ask for it in Birchat Hashanim. So why can't they just ask for rain in Birchat Hashanim? Right? Meaning, okay, so it's not, they don't have to, but why is that different than asking for Parnasa? So the Ran answers, Shani Matar, because rain is different. Shumazik Varova Lomikufas Tamos. Because in the summer, most people don't, right? It's bad. Right, if we get rain in Israel in the summer, it's bad. Etc. That's answer one. He says, I think the reason is because asking for parnasa is an addition. Asking for rain is a change. So Rav Bakshi Daron says, you see that this seems to be the machlokas in these two answers, right? If you say that the reason that you can't ask for rain, even though you can ask for parnasa, is because parnasa is on theme and rain is off theme, right? That tells you that the bracha is about parnasa, right? Not about rain, right? So you can't start messing with it and asking about rain, right? If you say that, look, you could, it's just that most of the world, it's damaging, it's negative. Like, fundamentally, you could ask for rain here, right? That doesn't change the theme. It's just that it's bad for most of the world, so we tell you not to do it there, right? That sounds like, look, you could ask for it fundamentally, just like you could ask for parnasa, right? It doesn't change the theme. So the second, the second answer is saying the definition is rain. So if you change rain, you've messed up the theme, right? The first answer is saying, look, fundamentally, you could ask for rain even when that's not what you should be asking for, right? It's just that we don't, because like it's negative. So you do see that this machlokes seems to run through, and Rav Bakshi Daron himself has several nafkaminas to this question. Okay, I think we might have to stop here for now. We have like 2 minutes. Let's say 2 minutes. So, do we? No, the next little section is going to take a bit too long. Okay, so what I have left is to flesh it out a little bit more. In the next section, what I did is, what would an emphasis on rain mean? Why is rain so important here? And then I put at the end some of these issues on the bracha issue. So far what we've seen is that rain is clearly, and parnas are clearly integrally linked, but there seems to be, both in Girsaot, and in the philosophy, even Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and in the halacha, consistently two different positions as to whether, fundamentally the theme is parnasa, and rain is, you know, thematically connected, so that's the right place to ask, or are these like identical, and the real theme is rain, and we'll see, we'll flesh this out a little bit, and then we'll see that obviously, I think in the end we're going to have to say that agriculture for sure has a central place here, and we'll see how that might be the answer to why it's called Birkat HaShanim, because if you're focusing not just on generic parnasa but on agriculture and rain, so then the notion of a year makes sense, and what that might tell us theologically about the bracha is what we would have to pick up with. So whenever we do the next Tfilish here, we'll continue with that. Okay, I'll end this Zoom, and I'll set up for the next one. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.